Well, I'm Joel Zip from the law firm of Holland & Knight in Washington, D.C., and rather than take up time making comments, I thought if I could, I would file some comments with the committee on Monday. Would that be sufficient?
No, we're going to close the hearing.
You're going to close the hearing?
I don't want to give an opportunity to one group that I wouldn't give to another group.
Okay.
We've had a venue for public hearing, and unfortunately, and
okay.
I apologize again.
If
you had written submissions, sir, we'd be delighted to receive
them. I've changed it so much based on what I've heard here. I mean, basically, what I'd like to say is that I've had 35 years of experience working on linear projects. I worked at the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission in private practice. I was general counsel for the Portland Natural Gas Transmission Projects. I've dealt with eminent domain throughout. Almost all the comments I've heard here today in support of this bill are value judgments that are typically heard in other proceedings in the state and are not the subject of eminent domain proceedings. Eminent domain proceedings, when stripped down to their bare essential, and I know it's a little bit different here in New Hampshire, but if this were a federal proceeding, for example, FERC, in federal court, there would be two issues before the court. One,
you're not in federal jurisdiction,
I understand,
sir,
but I'm just giving you an example of how eminent domain would work, and that is that whatever body hears the eminent domain proceeding, there would be one issue. Do you have a certificate from the relevant agency? And if you do, does it cover that property? Fine, then we'll take a look at fair market value and damages. All these other issues that have come up about values, about whether it's needed, the costs, environmental impact, aesthetics, are all heard in other proceedings.
Thank you very much, Mr. Zip, and I would suggest, because you clearly have experience to offer, I would request that you submit written testimony with the comments that you would have made, and we will certainly take those into consideration before voting.
Thank you.
Thank you.